In Excess and Mystify. This is Malloy on Triple M. By the way, Travel Guides is back on Channel 9, 7:30 tonight. I say that because it's narrated by our next guest in studio, Denise Scott.
Hello, Denise.
Hello there.
I knew all that because imagine my joy this morning when I'm lying in my king-size suite at Crown on my bed in my underpants watching you on the Today Show.
Hang on, give me a minute to just get that visual. Really?
Yeah, I was.
And what better place to see me on the Today Show?
And it was all happening at my end, let me tell you. Now, you were plugging.
I bet it was.
Yeah. Were you plugging your Currumbin gig again? This is why I remember it, because it makes me laugh. I flick it on, and there you are on the Today Show going, I'm going to Currumbin with Nath Thalvo.
Now, I know it seems like that's all I've been plugging now for a year and a half.
At the Sound Lounge,
July
10th.
Lounge. Yep. And look, I think the capacity, audience capacity is maybe 200, 180 people. And it's true. I have been plugging this now since early March 2020.
We've been involved in every set.
Every time you come on.
It's been every time it's meant to happen, and I'm sharing this gig with Nath Thalvo.
Yeah.
It's been another lockdown. So we're having our fourth crack this July 10th.
Yes.
The people
are still
with us.
The original ticket holder still on it? Or
well,
did they...
to be honest, I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't have a clue what's going on
can
for them.
Can we make this? Can we all
Let's go
we do a live show from
you
your Currumbin?
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send it down your phone, so to speak. And you can lie there on your king-size bed in your mouldy old underpants.
No, you're not far from
How
the truth.
How repulsive. What a repulsive image. If only I'd known when I was recording the Today
imagine
Show.
Imagine that. That would have got in your head, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just imagine that. Imagine what else is out there.
Yes.
That's just
Let's not imagine what else.
And
is
you were looking
there.
Good. And I have to say, you were saying it was the first time you'd actually had a shower.
Well, no, not the first time I'd had it. I found myself, because, of course, living in Melbourne, the lockdown four, it used to take me a while to get really feral. But this lockdown, it took me less than 24 hours. In 24 hours, I was wearing food-stained clothes, no underpants because they were, unlike you, Mick, I had none left, no washing done, and just feral. So I made an effort.
So it felt good to be out. You went, I'm going to...
I should have some underpants on, I thought.
Sure.
It's the very least I can do. I should wash my hair.
Well, you looked fantastic.
I'm sure, when you... king size bed. Anything was going to help you along.
It's a long story. Speaking of repulsive men, would you consider joining the Australian Club? Is that something? Would you? Because we've been nominating strong. Think strong, funny women.
Excuse me. I heard that, and I was so hurt and gutted that no one nominated me as a strong woman who could. But I tell you what, it's not cool to say you'd rather kill yourself, but honestly, I just think that would be the most shocking. I hate the thought of a group of ruddy-faced, corporate, wealthy men talking about things like lying in their bed at the Crown, and getting off on older women on television. No, because I did one of my, people love saying, what's your worst gig?
Yes.
And mine was a gig I did fairly recently, like just before COVID, actually, for 50 corporate businessmen.
Yes.
And they've chosen me. I don't know who chose me to perform. I guess, I don't know what, Stormy Daniels was busy that day. I don't know. But I'm there performing. These 50 corporate men, ruddy-faced men in suits, hated me, loathed my guts, the hatred was palpable. And I thought, but I'm going to do my 30-minute set because I want the money.
Yeah, sure.
Of course. Yeah. So I get to the end of the set. There's been no laughter. It's been hideous. And I just did a little chat at the end saying, anyone else here in their 60s? And this particular guy looked over at another bloke and said, Peter, you're in your 60s. And I just said to the first guy, you're the, just banter. You're the asshole friend who dobbs in his mate.
Yes.
And he said to me, what did you just say? Did you just call me an asshole?
Ooh.
And I said, I guess I did. And then he said, I can't make this stuff up. He said, I could show you my asshole.
Okay.
If you like. And I said, oh, no, thanks. I'm having enough trouble looking at your face. I made it up on the spot.
Your laboratory built for the Australian.
You know, horrific. And people say, have I upset listeners? Anyway, there's an image.
I like it. I like where you're coming from, and I like your style. Can you hang around?
No, I can't. No, I've got to get to Currumbin.
You will get to Currumbin.
The bus is here. We're driving.
If I have to drive you myself, you're going to Currumbin. When we come back, I want to talk about your home life with John. You've been playing games.
You're all right. Denise Scott's with us. She is one of our all-time favourite guests on this show, without question. It is Denise Scott on Molloy.
Is it?
No,
is it Mary Tyler Moore?
Now you're talking.
So tell that story. So what's the show you voice over?
Travel Guides.
Gosh, you're so rude. So Travel Guides, which is on tonight, and I narrate the show. So I you know, and it is a really brilliant show. Really happy with the gig.
Good for you.
But on
tonight,
the
Channel 9.
And on there's a Facebook fan page for Travel Guides, and somehow I got linked in social media to this discussion. Who narrates Travel Guides was someone posting. And then someone posted back, it's Mary Tyler Moore, and put a photo of Mary Tyler Moore. And then people are going, are you serious? Mary Tyler Moore? But isn't she American? Forgetting the fact that she died quite a number of years ago. And then this person kept going saying, yes, it's Mary Tyler Moore. She has an Australian accent she's putting on. And unbelievable. And then people got very cranky, actually, about the whole thing and said, this just shouldn't be joked about. And I'm thinking, well, couldn't you just Google it. Google. Who narrates?
That's how it happens. You know. Do you feel a bit mean or mean-spirited doing a travel show when clearly no Australians can travel? Do you think you're just rubbing people's nose in it?
Absolutely
look at
not.
These guys.
You know,
look how much fun they're having.
No, Mick, you're missing the point altogether. Because this show has rated its socks off, which is why I'm here spruiking it. You think I'd do it if I wasn't desperately hoping they have another series, so I get
who
would to
you,
narrate.
What's your favorite? I know you don't go on the holidays, but if you could go anywhere based on these holidays you've seen, where would you go?
I'm not just saying this because it's on tonight, but the Kimberley.
I love
it. Oh, that's Mick's favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so beautiful.
I've been there about five times. I love it.
Yeah, me too. We could go together, Mick, one day.
We could.
I don't know why. We've got nothing in common.
We're like Tarzan,
apart from
Tarzan
being on a bed in our underpants.
what do you call it?
A
swag.
All right.
Oh, be a swag, cutting a trail through there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like Outback Adventures.
Off the beaten track.
You'd have to carry me with the fireman's lift because my arthritis is pretty bad. But,
I'd be wearing a loincloth.
Yeah.
You'd have a bra made out of coconuts.
Yeah.
We'd be living off the land.
Is there a coconut big enough, I ask you? But anyway.
Fresh coconuts to the campsite, please. Now, I've got to ask you, so we were talking about lockdown. You and John, you've been there.
Yes.
How have you been passing the time?
Well, lockdown 4, so both of us at home, of course, both of us working. Well, I wasn't working.
Yeah.
John. Anyway, that's beside the point. So we had quite a lot of time on our hands. So at one point he had his Apple Music business on the phone playing.
No idea.
And we decided to guess who the singer was. Okay. You know, like John Farnham, You're the Voice. We had a bit of a dance to that, to be honest, as well.
Crikey. Fascinating insight.
And then a voice came on, song. I knew the voice, you know, when you know it. And then John, I'm going, give me a hint. He's going, well, first name starts with B. And I'm going, I don't know, Ben, Brian. And he seemed to nod to Brian. And I'm thinking, well, Brian Cadd, it's not Brian. And, you know, I have to go way
Brian
back.
Brian Mannix, maybe,
Brian
from
Mannix,
Uncanny X-Men.
Exactly. Ferry. But I knew Brian it wasn't Ferry. Them, Brian Eno. You know, lots of Brian. But anyway, so I'm thinking it's Brian. And then he says, all right. And then he holds up a finger. And I'm thinking, oh, it's charades. We're now into charades. And I'm going, first word, you know, and he's going, no. Finger. Brian. And I'm going, is it Brian Finger? And he's like, is it Brian Finger me? I didn't know where we were going. Brian Finger you. Anyway, I don't actually. it's like we're in lockdown. We're in an extreme situation. My mind's riffing, you know, and that's where it went. And then finally, I didn't have a clue. And of course, it's Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger. And
Powderfinger.
This is how bad.
Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger.
I can't believe you didn't get it.
No, didn't get it. But what a journey we had.
Wasn't it?
Gosh, we had a laugh.
That could be a thing. Has that been done before? Like charades to radio charades. Yeah. Who's the artist?
Yeah.
Do you do impersonations? Is it like...
Well, I don't know. I don't know what would happen. But anyway, John was hopeless at it. So that was one of our activities, one of our lockdown activities.
Did you know? Can I tell you something?
Oh, please.
Dangerous Dave turns 50 tomorrow.
And yeah. I've got to say, you look great.
Oh, Denise, thank you. That's the nicest thing someone in this office has said to me.
I'm right here. You look great. And I hope you have a great birthday party. And
thank
I hope the police
much.
Don't
how was,
come.
How was your 50th?
Well, I do remember it was 16 years ago now.
Sunday afternoon
gathering in the backyard of our place. Yeah. My son, who's a muso, got a band together. John was in the band. Yep. My son, few people. Judith Lucy, in fact, featured as a vocalist.
Wow.
And there was a group of them sang Evie, but, you know, Evie.
Yeah, yeah.
But, they, of course, it was Scotty, you know, about me. So yeah, Scotty. Anyway, they cranked that up so loud that the police came.
Oh, wow.
And let's just say things were happening at the party that wasn't great that the police were running through the backyard.
Wasn't great timing.
No, it wasn't great timing, but there you are. It was happening.
See, I would have thought police at an 18th, great. Police at a 21st, still pretty cool.
Yeah, yep.
Police at a 50th, bit sad.
Well, it's sad, but do you know the police came for an 18th, 21st, 50th and 80th at our place all in the same year. So suck that up, people.
How was your 80th? Hey,
biggity bang.
Hey, thank
you. We've
got
to come and do Currumbin.
I'm going to come to Currumbin. Yeah. Either I'll get up and do five, or I'll sit in the front row with a big popcorn and.
Yeah, July 10th, people.
For our Gold Coast listeners on 92.5 Triple M, get yourself amongst this. Comedy.com.au. July
10th,
Sound Lounge on the Gold Coast. This is going to be one of the best shows you will ever see.
You're coming.
Nate Velvo.
You're coming.
If it happens.
Do two of you do something together on stage, or is it just, you know, two hand, like stand
no,
up and stand
just,
up?
You know, he introduces me.
Any Q&A?
Of course there's a Q&A. It saves your writing material. You know that, Mick.
I did a show with Glenn Robbins and Jeff Stilson where we only needed to do 20 minutes each and we still did Q&A. I wrote the rules on laziness. Thank you for coming in today.
It's
Travel
been
Guides
a pleasure.
Tonight, by the way, 7:30 on Channel 9, narrated by...
7:30? Prime. That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
Yeah.
Primetime Denise.
Yeah.
But such a big day for you from today, from Day Show in the morning.
Oh, yeah, dominating. Yeah,
unless you're wearing exactly what you're wearing
on the
Day Show.
Yeah, how dare you? That's what you said when I arrived. Oh, you're wearing exactly the same thing as you had on television this morning.
I didn't say it as a criticism. Oh. It was an observation.
That's
Denise. I was amazed you even watched.
I was watching.
Okay, Scotty. Scotty Ledger.
Yeah, baby.
This is Malloy on Triple M.